Welcome back guys, wish you very well. This is Gautam and you are watching our channel Cooking with Sapna. So guys, today I am going to show you another regional hidden gem recipe straight from Goa called Goan Chonia Dos or Chana Dal Fudge. It is a traditional sweet made in Goa during Christmas, weddings and a special occasion. Made from split Bengal grams, it is fudgy, soft and delicate and amazingly delicious. So guys, let's make Goan Chonia Dos. For making a chonia dos, I have taken nearly 1 cup and 2 tablespoons of chana dal, which is nearly 450 grams. I have soaked it overnight in water and cooked in a pressure cooker for 3 whistles. Now we are going to grind it. We are going to grind it into a fine paste. Our fine paste of chana dal is ready. We are going to take it out in a bowl. Now we are going to make a coconut paste. I'm taking here nearly 2 cups of desiccated coconuts, which is nearly 200 grams. In Goa, they also use one whole fresh coconut as well. So you can also use fresh coconut for making this paste. Now we will add a little bit of water and make a paste of it. So our coconut paste is ready, and in all we have used 1 cup and 1 tablespoon of water. And now let's make chonia dos. We will take 1 tablespoon of clarified butter or ghee in a wok. Now we will add our chana dal paste. Add coconut paste. Now we are going to mix them. Now we will add 2 cups of sugar, which is nearly 200 grams. Now we have to stir it continuously. And guys, you require a bit of muscle work to make chonia dos. And throughout the cooking, remember guys, we have to stir it. Otherwise, it will stick at the bottom of the wok. So stir it continuously and avoid sticking of chana dal at the bottom. And we are going to cook it on low medium heat until mixture become thickened. It's been 15 minutes and our mixture has started becoming thickened. So we'll cook it further with it stirring continuously. It's been 15 minutes we are cooking it. And guys, like finally we have to make just like this very thick dough like texture of the mixture. So the time of cooking depends on the type of cooktop you're using. I'm using the induction one and it took me nearly 50 minutes to get this consistency. So keep an eye during cooking and cook it until it become really thick, just like a dough. So at this stage, we will add nearly 1 teaspoon of cardamom powder. We'll mix it and we will cook it for further 5 minutes. So our mixture is ready and now we will take it out and set it for making a delicious chonia dos. So we will apply some clarified butter on a wooden board. You can also take a steel plate for setting these chonia dos. We will also apply some clarified butter on the rolling pin. Now we will transfer the mixture over this wooden board. We'll use this spoon to spread this mixture. Apply and reapply again clarified butter in order to avoid sticking of the chana dal mixture to the spoon. Now we will use the rolling pin to flatten it further. So it is flattened evenly. Now we are going to make a design over it. In Goa, they make a different design for this mithai. So we'll take a fork and we'll make a crisscross design. So in this way, our chonia dosa is designed. And guys, right now it is soft. We have to allow it to set for nearly 8 to 12 hours. But for now, I will cut a small piece out of it because it looks very tempting and I want to try it. And guys, when it is completely set, you can cut into diamond shaped pieces just like we do with the kaju katlis. So let's try chonia dosa. Soft and very delicate, like a fudge, but melting in the mouth along with the authentic taste of clarified butter and essence of grated coconut and cardamom. So it's really amazing, guys. Do try this recipe and let us know how it turned out for you in the comment section below this video. So guys, I hope you like our video. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe, see you next time.